We're in Simen Tofresh Mem in Hilchas Sukkah. We're up to Sif Dalad, and that's what we're going to be doing. Mitzar Potter Min HaSukkah. The halacha is that if someone is mitzar, he has tsar by eating in the sukkah for one reason or another. We'll see the different possibilities. The halacha is he is potter because the mitzvah is basukas teshvu, chazal darshan teshvu kein toduru. You're supposed to be living in a sukkah, and it should be therefore livable. If it's not livable, you're potter. If you don't have to, if you do not have to put yourself in a situation where you're eating in a sukkah or sleeping in a sukkah, but it's not really livable. Hu v'lo meshamshav. That is only he himself. But the people taking care of him, they are not potter from sukkah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is only if they don't get paid. But if someone has a job, the same way he would leave his house to take care of someone else that he's getting paid to take care of, he can also leave his sukkah in order to take care of someone he's paid to take care of. Ava b'layla rishona filo mitztar chayev lecho sham kazayis. The Ramah Shita is that on the first night, you're chayev to eat there, even if you're a mitztar. This is what we learned before. The Ramah follows the Rishonim who hold that the Gzeirah Shava Tezvav from Pesach that says that you have to have a kazayas of pas in your sukkah applies even when you're a mitzvah, the same way that for Pesach it does, for Matzah it does. And therefore, for that one kazayas, even a mitzvah would have to. And of course, he would not have to make a bracha. This is what we learned before, and we'll get to more detail about that soon. Mitzvah, we learned in the case of it raining on the first night, the halacha is that you're supposed to wait so that you can have a kazayas in the sukkah when you're not in a matzav of tzar. If it takes too long to wait because you're and you're mitzvah even more, the halacha is that you can just go into the sukkah and just not make a bracha of leishe basukkah and eat there and be yotza the kazayas according to those rishonim. Ezel mitzvah. So now the Mechaber explains just what a mitzvah is. Zeshani yocholishon basukkah mipnei haruach, someone who cannot sleep in the sukkah because it's too windy. Because of all kinds of flying and jumping insects, or because there's an odor there that disturbs him. That's only if the tsar came there after you made the sukkah. But you don't go making a sukkah in a place where you're not going to be able to sit, and then you say, you know, I'm potter from sukkah because I'm a mitzvah. Now, first of all, if it only disturbs you from sleeping there, that doesn't mean that you can't eat there. Then you're mechuyev to eat there. Now, what happens if it's just very cold and you can't sleep there? So there's a machlokis if you're mechuyev to go and bring your blankets. The Mishnah Berurah brings the lavush, who says that you are not mechuyev to go and schlep into your sukkah a lot of blankets so that you're not going to freeze. The Mishnah Berurah says that if that's the case, then l'chatchila, when you're eating in your sukkah, when it's cold, make sure to be well-dressed so that you're not a mitzvah, because then your bracha, maybe the relation to sukkah, maybe a bracha levatola. Now, the Ramah says a very big chiddush here. If you made the sukkah in a place where there's too much tzar so that you couldn't eat, you couldn't drink, or you couldn't sleep, or you're in a sukkah where you're afraid of doing any of those things because of all kinds of bandits coming, says the Ramah, if you make a sukkah that because of ganavim, you're not going to be able to sleep there. So you're not even yotza by eating there. We understood the sukkah's teshu kein to duru, is a ptur. It's coming to teach me that if I cannot live normal life there, I'm potter from sukkah. The Ramah's turning it around. He's saying that a sukkah that's not livable is not a sukkah. So that a sukkah, he says, where you couldn't sleep is pasul for achila. A sukkah where you couldn't eat is pasul for shena. And this is a chiddush of the Ramah's. The Chacham Tzvi argues with the Ramah, but l'chatchila one should be zor in it. So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that if you're living in a cold place and there's no sukkah you can make that's not going to be cold, there we wouldn't say that it's a chsaron of teshu kein taduru, that this is not a place to live in, because the houses are also too cold. the fact is that in such a climate, it's cold. There's nothing you can do about it. Additionally, since you could theoretically have lots of blankets and you're not going to freeze, so we wouldn't say that the sukkah itself is one that's not livable. We would say that the situation of having to take blankets is a tzar. But it's not that the sukkah doesn't provide you with the ability to sit there and not freeze. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that in the case of ganovim, if your only problem is that they're going to steal your objects, but you don't really feel fear for your life, then it's also not a psul in the sukkah, because who tells you to bring your objects there? You can always put them back in the house. So that the only time that the Ramah is really holding that it's puzzle is if we're talking about a situation where there's just no way that anybody could use that sukkah for eating, or they can't use that sukkah for sleeping. Further, Misha Kovalo Haneris Pasukkah B'Shabbos. What happens if the lights went out, the candles went out in the sukkah on Shabbos? So unlike Yontif, where you can always bring other light, you can't. The Yeshto Ner Beveso, and you have light in your house. Mutter Lotzeis Ben Asukkah Lechol B'Mokom Ner. It's considered a tsar to eat where there's no light, so you are allowed to go and eat in the house in order to have light. Vein Tzorech Leilech L'Sukkas Chaveru She'Yeshlo Ner Im Yesh Torech Godol Bedover. If it is very difficult for you to go to a friend's sukkah, it's going to be awkward. You're allowed to go into the house, and you're not mechuyev to go to somebody else's sukkah. Now, first of all, on the first night, according to the Ramah, you would have to go to someone else's sukkah, but you couldn't make a bracha if you're mitzvah. The Chayodim wants to say, even if you went through a lot of tzar to get there, but when you get there, you feel good about it, you can make a bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is something that in the olden days especially, people were not so zor in. Everyone should see to it that they build themselves a sukkah. You don't go ahead and say that, oh, you know, I don't really have place to build a sukkah, so I'll go make kiddush in somebody else's sukkah, but I can't eat there because it's awkward, so I'll make kiddush there and eat at home because I really don't have a sukkah. You're mechuyev to go find a place where you can go build your own sukkah, and not just claim, well, I can't build a sukkah, and I'm not mechuyev to eat somewhere else. What happens if the wind starts blowing and there's a threat of the candles getting blown out? Mutar lifro sadin o beged min hatzad. You're allowed to put up a sheet or something on the side to keep the wind from putting out the candles. Avalo tachas aschak, but it should not be right under the schach, meaning you can have it vertical, it shouldn't be horizontal under the schach. Why is that? Because that can passel your sukkah. Now, we learned back in the halachas of what puzzles a sukkah, that according to many Rishonim, there's actually no problem in putting down a sheet under the schach to keep the wind out or to keep falling leaves out, as long as it's within four tefachim of the schach, and that is not what is keeping your sukkah kosher. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that really, al pidin, you're allowed to do that. If it's Shabbos, it should be within three tefachim of the schach, so there's no problem of ohel, no problem of placing an ohel there. It's just considered an extension of the ceiling itself of the schach. But the Mishnah Berurah says that there shouldn't be a chshad. It shouldn't look like you're covering your sukkah with a cloth and you want that to be your schach. It has to be obvious that you're doing that in order to keep the candle from blowing out. Someone whose sukkah is too small and he can't sleep there because he can't stretch. What happens is his arms and legs end up getting folded. Lo mikri mitzar, that is not an objective tsar, v'chayev lishon sham. You've got to sleep there. Afagav d'tzorach lichfof yodav v'raglov. Even if you're going to have to sleep with your knees bent, with your elbows bent, your arms are folded, that's still not considered a mitzar. Why not? Because a mitzvah is only something that we'll see that your average person would be mitzvah with. This is something that people often sleep this way. People don't necessarily sleep with everything straightened out. Now, if you are somebody who does, who is in tzar, when you can't stretch out your arms and legs, then you'd be pater from sukkah. But stam not. In other words, if you're an istinus, if you're a kind of person who has an especially difficult time with it, then you're potter. But your average person, even though it's awkward, would not be potter. In order to say I'm a mitzar, it's got to be something that is normal for people to be mitzar. The ena mitzar potter ella im yinotzel atzmo menatzar. If the only time that a mitzar is potter is if by leaving the sukkah you won't have tzar. Someone is having tzar. It doesn't make any difference if he's in the house or in the sukkah. So he's not potter from the sukkah. The same way he'd be in his house with his tzar, he should be in the sukkah with his tzar. Now, the halacha is that when is it that we go by the norms? That's only if you're normal. If someone is part of a class of society of people that are very finicky, then the halacha is we would go by his class of society and not by your average person in determining what is considered mitzvah to be part of Mitzvah.